Hello, Mother Rogues, Father Rogues, and fellow local and long-distance non-parents. I always forget that. This is your handy-dandy Mother Rogue, Christina Miller, back in action. It's been a long, long holiday season. It's officially over. I have been off the road for a while. Not doing much but restructuring my own life to be a better parent this year. And what I mean by that is last year I spent I made a lot of trips to New Jersey. I put a lot of miles on my car. For a while I was up to one a month, sometimes more. And finally, my son and my fearless Toyota Camry LE and my neck and my wrists said, no, you need to slow down. Kind of like Taylor Swift sings, you need to calm down. Well, I needed to slow down. See, what happens is when you run around all the time, and by the way, I have absolutely no regrets about doing that. I loved every minute of it. But when you run around that much, those of us who live in drivable proximity to our kids, you don't get any time to take care of yourself. And that's really, really important. You need to stop. You need to appreciate everything that is in your life without your kids. Now, if you go out to Twitter or you go out to Facebook and you look up the Mother Rogue, you'll see that I posted today about it's kind of a sad anniversary. Today is actually the 10-year anniversary of the job interview that brought me to Massachusetts and made me a long-distance parent in addition to a non-residential one. And every day, despite the fact that he's coming up on 19 now and doesn't need me as much, every day I still walk by my son's room and wish he were there. Every day I feel it, that he's not. And I just refocus myself, push myself around that. I wish I were doing homework. I wish I were doing that, this or that. And breathe and look out the window, which looks out onto Harvard Township, Massachusetts Conservation Trust, and is really quite pretty. And I sip my coffee and I pet my dog, the newest addition to our family. And I appreciate what I have up here. And then Alexa reminds me that it's 8:15 or 8:30 and I have to call my son, which I do. And then he hangs up on me pretty quick. My son is like me. He doesn't like to talk on the phone. And I would be annoyed by that, but I hate talking on the phone. As a matter of fact, up until I joined Business Networking International last year, I didn't know how to speak publicly. And if you listen to my earlier podcasts, I'm slowly getting better at that. You will hear a lot of that, a lot of ums and a lot of pauses. And these days I can really think on the fly. I'm good at that. Oh, there's another one. But I wasn't, and I still am not. In order to take care of ourselves, we absolutely, positively need to take care of ourselves to best take care of our children. We need to appreciate the life we have when they're not with us. I'm going to give you more on that in a few minutes. I'm just going to go grab my coffee, and I will talk to you soon. I'm back. I just took my fish oil supplement that the ophthalmologist recommended for my eyes, and the dog heard the rattle of the pill box and the container and walked up to me. The dog had TPLO surgery a month ago, and every time he hears a pill bottle rattle, because we had him on NSAIDs and codeine, he thinks he's getting a treat, because every time a pill bottle would rattle, Rocky would get a pill in a pill pocket, so he'd get a treat. It's kind of disturbing, but we're weaning him off that habit. Back to you being a non-custodial, long-distance, or a local parent. It can be very difficult, even as a local non-residential custodian, to make time for yourself. if you, depending on your visitation schedule, you might have, like I did when I was in state, your son or daughter every other weekend, in which case you don't have time to come down to Earth before you're planning the next visit. But you still can. You can. Here's what I did. I don't know if this will help anybody. I made a list on a whiteboard. Okay, actually on my husband's role-playing battle mat, but it's a whiteboard. We'll call it that. It came off the marker, really. So I made a list of all of the things that I try to do in a day. It was a long list. And I included staying connected to my son because sure as a shot, I don't care if I'm non-residential parent. I don't care if I'm tired. I don't care if I have a headache. I call and FaceTime every day. I make that attempt. I'm not perfect. Sometimes I forget. I check in with schools once a week. I do all of these things and I do them and I never forget I'm a parent. I hold myself to them. This is what I signed up for. I've been over that. And then I came up with a schedule of I'm going to do this now, and this now. And it's just a rough schedule. It's kind of more like an order of how I'm going to do things. And one of the things that I padded into, one of the things I promised myself I would do every day was actually make time for something I wanted to do. So at 9:30 p.m., I'm going to read for a few minutes and sleep and meditate. Roughly 9:30, it could be 10, depending on how the day goes. And when my husband gets home, maybe an hour after he does, I'm going to make an hour of time to sit and just watch TV with him. And I get up every few minutes and I walk the dog and I keep breathing. Because if I don't, I wish I could tell all of you with younger kids that you stop missing your kids when they get older. My friend Hal once said that he had a really good agreement with his kids when they hit their teens, where if he had something better to do, he went and did it and caught up with them on the backside, and they weren't offended. If they had something better to do, he wasn't offended and told them to go do it, and he would catch up with them on the flip side. I don't settle unless I have a plan, a date in mind for when I'm going to see my son, and I move heaven and earth to keep those commitments to him and to myself. I need to do that as much for me as for him, for my son. But in the meantime, that's what I did. I made a list, and that list included breathing, and it included journaling about for myself. I guess my husband will read it if anything ever happens to me. It included journaling about all of the things that I don't say to my son in his journal that I keep for him. And that's another story or another blog or another podcast. But I breathe and I make time. But I remember to do it because I have that list. And based on that list, I created a rough schedule of all the things I do in a day. And yes, I did cut some. There are some things I just don't get to anymore. But I make sure I'm a parent and I make sure I'm me. I know the perception of us is that we're out there having wild parties and living the high life because we're not anchored by kids, but a true parent is not about proximity. So even you and I, we are anchored by our kids. We're anchored by their schedules. We're anchored by everything we do for them behind the scenes. We don't live the high life. We forget to go to the bathroom. Anyway, I am going to shut it down because it is roughly 8:30. I need to get started on my workday. Bunch of stuff to do. Have a great week, and I will catch you on the flip side. This is the Mother Rogue signing off. Oh, and if you want to find out more about me, it's at the Mother Rogue on Twitter. The Mother Rogue on Facebook, and www.themotherrogue.com on WordPress. Take care. This is Chris signing off. You are all great parents.